Woodyard had been the first officer to stop the 23-year-old massage therapist and violinist as he walked home from a convenience store, having done nothing wrong but looking supposedly sketchy to a 911 caller while carrying a bag of iced tea. Woodyard put McLean in a neck hold that cut off oxygen to his brain before paramedics injected him with a sedative ketamine. Elijah's mother, Shanine McLean, says the system let her down.
One of them was found guilty. So what? They let the rest of the crew just walk. That's not progress. That's disgusting. And if the justice system in Colorado feels this is justice, they are delusional.
So far, the only person convicted of a crime for Elijah's death has been ex-officer Randy Rodima, found guilty last month of criminally negligent homicide and assault. He could go to prison for 6 years, but could also get probation. I'm Jim Williams.